Man, sometimes I think, like, why do I do this to myself? I will set the best intentions and, best plans to be healthy, wake up early, to exercise, to eat right, do all the right things. And, maybe my alarm goes off and I hit snooze and oversleep, or if I get up, sometimes I'll make it to the couch and it'll be 20 or 30 or 40 minutes of mindless doom scrolling before I realize I've lost my time to work out. Or I'll get both of those checked off. I'll get to work and somebody got donuts or bagels. Or if I make it past all that, maybe before the end of the day, when I stop for gas or on the way home, get an impulse buy my Monster Energy drink and a Twix. Now, whatever it was, I totally justify. I would have this inner dialogue, completely convince myself that I deserved it, or well, whatever. It was all self-sabotage. And it was after I read Paul's letter to the Romans, and he says, I do not understand my own actions. I don't accomplish any of the things I want. In fact, I do everything that I loathe. It felt so personal. And then in his letter to Galatians, he acknowledges, he says, the desires of the flesh are oppositional. They oppose the spirit. And the desires of the spirit oppose the flesh. And they're antagonistic. So you're not free to do what you want to do. And I realized, I would have argued that my sleeping in or eating crap or missing my workout, whatever, was flexing my freedom and my autonomy. And in the context of that scripture and my own like reflection and prayer, I realized, no, I'm a slave to those bad habits and that mindless thinking. I'm, consumed by that. My time is consumed by that. I'm not free at all. And I hate that feeling. If I'm gonna be a slave to anything or anybody, I'm gonna choose to be a slave to Jesus, right? He's got two demands of me, and that's love God and then love your neighbor like you'd love yourself. And I mean, it's not asking a lot.